Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we are joined by award-winning singer-songwriter Brandi Clark. A lot to talk about. Brandi had just played the Grand Ole Opry a couple of nights ago and had just released the deluxe version of her album, Your Life is a Record. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Brandi Clark.
Sometimes someone will say, boy, you've had an incredible life. Well, your life is a book. Well, in this lady's case, her life is a record. Her name is Brandi Clark, and you just got to see and hear her doing Remember Me Beautiful from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry just a couple of days ago. And we welcome her back to Coffee, Country, and Cody this morning on 650 AM WSM and Circle Television. Thank you for coming on, Brandi.
Hey, Brandi.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hey, guys.
I see they put you in between the Country Music Hall of Famers, the Oak Ridge Boys, and the kind of the king of Americana and bluegrass, Steve Earle, over the weekend. That was a nice placement.
It sure was. I mean, talk about an amazing bill to be on. And the whole night was amazing, you know, not just the televised portion, but, you know, earlier there was Gary Burr and Georgia Middleman and Maggie Rose and Jeannie Seeley. I mean, it was a great night out at the Opry.
Yeah. And I wanted to point out for people who are watching us on Circle this morning, you will get to see it in prime time, 9 Eastern, 8 Central Time, Wednesday night. The previous weekend airs in prime time for the full network all over the world as people have streaming devices, smart TV streaming platforms, you name it. It's out there. App downloads. Type in your zip at CircleAllAccess.com and find out who the affiliate is in your market area. Are you fond of watching yourself, listening to yourself back, Brandi? I'm curious.
Not really. I mean, it's not something I do often. I always like it when I hear myself back or see myself back and think, oh, I sounded good or it looked nice. But I usually try to stay away from it because the thing about seeing yourself or hearing yourself is you can become too self-conscious or you can fall in love with certain things you do and try to do them again and again to where they become, not as special, you know, like certain vocal runs or, you know, I don't know. I just kind of like to do it and then let it be where it was and move on to the next thing.
Megan, your fellow Washingtonian is here.
That's right. I know we were just talking about some memories and Brandi, you got to quickly retell. I told you I grew up in Edmonds, Washington. You grew up in Morton. Is that right?
Yeah, Morton, which is quite a way south of Edmonds, but yeah. I remember my mom and I drove to Edmonds to see Always Patsy Cline. And that would have been probably mid 90s. I remember it was a great performance.
And Brandi, I've shared this with Bill before. There is a huge country music fan base in Washington State. Huge.
There sure is. Yeah. I mean, people don't really believe that until they actually go out there and experience it. But yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Huge. Well, I wanted to ask you real quick, Brandi, March is Women's History Month. And, you know, a big conversation in country music over the last couple of years has been women. Are they getting as much radio play as the men? Are they getting as much support and attention? Brandi, how do you feel we're doing? Are the women of country music doing better today than when those conversations began?
You know, I hope so. I mean, I just kind of keep my head down and just focus on getting my music out there. And I definitely try to, you know, shine a light on other women, not just women, men too, but women in particular that I see that are making music that inspires me. But I think, you know, as women, we have to support each other and just, you know, I mean, you guys at WSM definitely do a good job of getting female artists out there. I think that you guys would be a great template for radio stations everywhere, if I'm being honest.
Thank you.
And I'm not just saying that because I'm being interviewed right now. I'm just, you know, that's just the truth.
I don't know where our program director, Jay Patrick, is right now, but wherever he is, he's smiling. I can assure you of that.
That's right.
So thank you for that endorsement. Because at the core of the people who influenced you, when I think about those, there are people that are the core of our catalog. Patti Loveless, Mary Chapin Carpenter, The Judds, Pam Tillis, Trisha Yearwood, when we talk about women. And you as a young girl growing up in Morton, Washington, and like many of us, you probably not only listened to what it was on the radio, but you listened to what your parents had in their record collection or CD collection. Is that right?
Totally. I mean, all those artists that you just mentioned were introduced to me by my mom. But they were all also on the radio. You know, I think about that sometimes. I used to teach guitar lessons part-time. It was one of my early jobs in Nashville. And I noticed that the young girls that I taught, and young guys, but mostly I had young female guitar players. You know, what they wanted to learn was what they were hearing on the radio. And so I feel fortunate that I grew up in a time where all of those great female artists were on the radio. Because it's just such a, you know, you want to reach, you know, a lot of people. That's the way to do it. And so I think the radio is important in the way that music is consumed. So yeah, that's where I found all those artists. But my mom, she definitely introduced me to them. And, you know, I will say my mom has always been more of a deep cut listener. You know, she was listening to a lot of things that were left of center that maybe we weren't hearing as much on terrestrial radio. So I was really fortunate in that I had this great treasure trove of music, largely because of my mom.
I'm curious, was there a place that had a jukebox? Because some of the artwork for the album, Your Life is a Record, including the deluxe edition, which I want you to talk about before you get away, you have a jukebox in the background. Music for Everyone, the deluxe jukebox behind you. Was that something you remember from childhood?
You know, what I remember is that there was a jukebox at the bowling alley, I want to say, in our town, I think. I mean, I've always loved a jukebox. Just the way they look. I love this. One of the things I love about going in a Waffle House is they always have those great jukeboxes.
You took the words right out of my mouth. It's the only place I can think of right off the top of my head where you know you're going to always have a jukebox.
You're always going to have a jukebox at Waffle House. I agree. One of those, I think it's in Nashville, Winners or Losers, or maybe both, they have a great jukebox. It doesn't look as cool as the jukebox on Your Life as a Record, but it's got as cool a music on it, I can tell you that.
Tell me about the deluxe edition and what people get with that.
So it's six new songs. I think there are three live tracks. I'm so terrible two live tracks. So sorry. And then there are two songs I recorded with Brandi Carlile during the pandemic, Like Mine and Same Devil. And then there's a version of Past is the Past that I recorded with Lindsey Buckingham that's very different from the album. And then a brand new song, Remember Me Beautiful, that you mentioned earlier, that I played on the Opry. Actually, it was the debut of that song in front of a live audience on Saturday night.
Good for you. So thanks for sharing it with us first.
Yeah, great. I'm really excited about that one.
Well, if you go to your tour page on your website, March 30th, you were supposed to be in New York at the Bowery Ballroom, and then you were going to Boston, Philadelphia, Alexandria, Virginia, at the Birchmere, the Rex Theater in Pittsburgh, and all those have right underneath the show has been postponed. When do you see yourself picking back up on the road for your fans who are listening, not only in the U.S., but across in Canada, around the world this morning?
You know, I hope the fall. That's what I'm hoping for. I mean, I'd love to say summer, but I want to be realistic, you know. So I hope in the fall that we'll be back out there and it'll be safe and, you know, people can enjoy the music and maybe not even have to be masked to do it, you know, is what I'm hoping for by then. Hopefully everybody will be vaccinated or it'll be to the point where enough people are that we won't have to worry as much.
So have you been vaccinated?
I've had my first one.
Did you?
I'm getting my second one. Yeah. I'm hoping to not get too sick from it. I keep hearing all these stories of people getting real sick from that second vaccine.
Meet Charlie Maddox. Meet Charlie Maddox.
Yeah.
Brandy, I got walloped by the first. I got walloped by the first Moderna one. It's for about exactly 24 hours. I had like horrible flu-like symptoms. But then I've heard that's what you. That's the best scenario because your body recognizes it, fights it off, and it does exactly what it's supposed to do, and you build up the immunity that way too. So I guess getting a little sick isn't the worst.
Well, you know, I got Pfizer, and I did get a little sick the first time. I hate to even say that because it's really champagne problems in the big scheme of things, but I was a little bit sick from the first one, kind of like what you're talking about. It wasn't quite 24 hours, but a little bit of time, and I did. I felt much like you did, like, oh, it's doing what it's supposed to do. This is good.
So who was among people we know, names we recognize in the music business, who welcomed you and encouraged you when you first got to town? And what were the circumstances when you got to town? What were you driving? Where did you live? Did you have a connection before you got here? Or did you just pack up and leave Washington and roll into town to give it a shot?
I just packed up and left Washington. In fact, I came during UPS was on strike. And so I flew here. And so I didn't have anything for a while because of the UPS strike. So I moved here. I got a car, 1983 Mercury Marquis. Here's a funny story about that car. It had not been driven a lot. It was somebody's like second car. So it didn't have a lot of miles on it. So it was in great shape. But the ceiling, when the humidity was really high, which, you know, it can be, I moved here in August. So right away, the ceiling, the fabric on the ceiling would sink down.
Oh, the headliner.
When the humidity would go away, it would pull back up onto the ceiling.
That's great.
I know. It was really a great car. I actually loved that car. And it had a cassette tape that was in it from when it was bought. And I remember it was like several different kinds of music, but the country music on it was Alabama Love in the First Degree.
Oh.
And I would wear that out. I was so lucky in that a lot of people really did help me out. One of the big ones that I think about often was Marty Stewart and Connie Smith. Mm-hmm. I still have the voice message from them. It was several phones ago now, where they had heard my album 12 Stories, which I had been here a long time when I made that record, but it was the first thing I really did on any sort of a larger scale as an artist. And Robert Philhart, who at the time worked at ASCAP and is a really dear friend of mine, had played them that record, and they called me, and really it made my life. You know, it was just amazing to get that message from the two of them. And then Marty went out of his way to include me in so many things. I was on his show twice. He had me perform his 25th anniversary of being an Opry member at the Ryman. Let me use his band the first time I played the Opry. I mean, he really extended a really big hand to me.
Look, sounds like to me you're on the way to being like an honorary fabulous superlative here. So good for you. And thanks for joining us this morning. That is Brandy Clark, Coffee Country, and Cody, straight from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry over the weekend. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.